A major tech conference starts today in Vancouver. It's called the Web Summit, and speakers at the event include the CEO of Blue Sky and the vice president of Microsoft. Vancouver will play host to the conference for the next 3 years. And while the government of BC and the city of Vancouver have played significant roles in bringing it there, much like the Olympics, it doesn't come without controversy. With a look more at that, I'm joined by DigiBC's executive director, Locke Dow. DigiBC is a nonprofit that supports the province's creative technology and media ecosystem. Locke Dow, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
I understand you've been involved in getting this conference to Vancouver for 3 years. How are you feeling on day one?
Anxious, a little trepidatious, and super excited. We had a preliminary event yesterday where we brought in people from our sector who are interested in video games and animation and VFX and VR AR, and we had a chance to tour them around a bit, and it was such an exciting and incredible experience for them. They didn't realize we have incredible studios here in BC, such as Industrial Light and Magic and Kabam and Electronic Arts, and it was a good start before we open tonight.
Okay, so you got a chance to showcase some of what Vancouver and BC have to offer. Is that why it's such a big deal, or can you give us a sense of how significant this is in the industry internationally?
Yeah, for us here, and with everything going on in the world, our industry normally travels around the world to the big shows in the U.S. or in Europe and in Asia. And there isn't really a big show like this in Canada. And when this happened in Toronto as Collision, they didn't really include the creative industries. So part of our ask when they came here was that it reflected the West Coast and it reflected the creative industries and the creative technology sector, which is such a huge identity in the West here. So that's something that's, you know, it's year one, and we're happy so far with, you know, we have some of our stars on the stage. We have somebody, Natalie Altshuler from Electronic Arts, who works, was born here, went to school here, is the COO of EA Sports Games here, the largest video game studio, single studio in the world, out in Burnaby, right? Little known fact.
Yeah.
And so she's taking the main stage, which we're excited about. That's never happened before. So that's, and then of course the BC Pavilion, you know, everything we're doing together with our partners in life sciences and in AI and quantum to really showcase, you know, these, we have such globally still hidden gems that we're trying to show the world with our startups and our talent here. And then to have them come here is, it's never happened in this way, right?
I understand the mayor, Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim, has a reputation for being very supportive of the tech industry. What influence do you think that had in getting the conference there for 3 years?
He was a big supporter with the bid committee, but it wasn't just him. It was really, you know, it was current finance minister Brenda Bailey, and also now the minister of jobs, economic development, innovation, Minister Gibson, as well as, you know, support all the way, pretty much through all levels of government. Pacific CAN, which is the regional development agency, is part of the federal government. They were also key in this, and they are the largest backers of this coming here. So that's we pretty much have every single level, and I can't forget the region as well. We have the Metro Vancouver region here, and there's an investment arm called Invest Vancouver, and they've been instrumental as well in really supporting the region. Our tour yesterday started in Surrey, so we had a chance to actually, and it wasn't just us. We had a life sciences tour, and we had an AI and quantum tour as well, and a clean tech tour as well. So we took people all over the region, showed them, took them into our companies and our studios in advance, just to create that awareness before they enter the conference center tonight.
Now, some in the tech world have been critical of the conference. The Canadian, or the founder of the Canadian conference, Startup Fest, said it would be better if public money was spent on Canadian organizations. What do you make of that kind of criticism?
I think we need both. Like we, so at DigiBC, we run a small event called Signals Creative Tech Expo, and we rely on both public funding and private funding in order to run to do it. And it allows us quite a bit of freedom and quite a bit of, you know, it really has helped put Vancouver, BC on the video game map. But we, you know, we reach 2,500 people a year with that, our event. Whereas, you know, we're talking, they're promising 15,000, but we're hearing rumors that we are looking at more, quite a bit more. And when this event exited Toronto, they were at 35,000 people, right? So we just can't hit those scales without working with people who do this. Web Summit and their largest event in Lisbon attracts 70,000 people a year, right? It's changed the economy of Lisbon to have that much investors come in every year, right?
It sounds like a huge potential boost to Vancouver's tech sector. What about outside? I mean, because we know here in Victoria, for instance, and it's not just Victoria, that there are an awful lot of tech jobs. What potential spin-off within the province but outside of Metro Vancouver would you anticipate?
Yeah, that's a big focus for us. At the BC Pavilion, we have brought in several companies from Victoria. For example, we have Codename Entertainment and Kino coming. We also have Cloudhead up in Qualicum coming. So they're all part of our membership, and we have studios in Kelowna, and then we have people who work for our studios spread out all over the province. So the trickle down effect means jobs, right? Because a lot of the jobs, a lot of our the employees of our companies can work remotely, so they're quite spread out.
Are there any ways that people can get involved if they're not in Vancouver or don't have tickets, or is this just a an old fashioned, so to speak, in person, in real life event?
Yeah, it's a good old school in person. There's no live streaming of it. But if you're coming to town and you don't have a ticket, there is a really cool list that's a grassroots list that's popping up of just things going on. The list is at 100 events right now that are not where you don't require a Web Summit ticket, and there are all kinds of parties and mixers and breakfasts all happening. So I'd love to see that spread out wider next year. We're working. We had a great meeting yesterday where we brought together the arts and culture and sectors that were quite close to being in the creative tech sector. And we're talking about a vision for next year to include other sectors beyond tech to widen the benefits.
As you mentioned, lots of mixers and parties. It's a real networking event. Are you going to need to catch up on your sleep at the end of all of it, Locke?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to a long, long night of sleep on Friday after this is all done.
Well, thanks for joining us ahead of time. I know it's a very busy week. Thanks for taking the time this Tuesday morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Ferger.
Locke Dow is Executive Director of DigiBC, talking to us about the big tech conference that starts today in Vancouver. It's called Web Summit.